We're opposite 43 Ackland Street, Aston Court, the fabulous building with tall palms in the front courtyard. This is stop number 14 on our tour. While Granada at 20 was an example of Spanish mission style, this is more indicative of a Mediterranean style. Both styles were popular during the interwar period, but while Spanish mission reflected a Californian idea of Spanish style, Mediterranean style represented more accurately the architecture of Spain and Italy. Aston Court was built in 1926 to a design by Edwin J. and C. L. Ruck. The Rucks intended to create a little piece of Mediterranean paradise in the middle of St. Kilda. But again, there's a deception here. Beneath the Mediterranean flats is a large, single-story Victorian residence. The original home was styled as an Indian bungalow and called Rajputana, reflecting British colonial influences. The house featured a flat roof, a large veranda, well-planned ventilation, and a focus on keeping cool in a warm climate. All of this would have been novel when most housing styles in the Victorian time were being adopted wholesale from Britain, with little attention given to the differences in climate or conditions. Start walking down Ackland Street, to your left, towards number 26, Linden. As you head down, you'll see blocks of flats on both sides. Number 45, next door to Aston Court, is one of our more interesting examples of 20th century architecture. Its stark but stylish stairwells and window openings are the only decoration. Ackland Hill, as the block is known, was built in 1939 in fashionable cream brick to a design by Arthur Plaisted, an architect generally known for his arts and crafts and Old English-style houses. He created a building that was heralded as an important step on the way to modernism in Melbourne. It's an early example of the international style, which was not commonly seen in Australia until the 1950s and 60s.